This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Then he said to them, verse 5, suppose one of you has a friend. He goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. Then one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks you for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? What a powerful, powerful message about prayer. I don't know what you think of prayer. I don't know what your prayer life experience has been. You may have never prayed in your life. But I'd like to think that somebody today in this room is going to make a decision walking out the door of this building. I'm going to start praying. Not because this guy suggested we pray, but because the Lord God Almighty has called us to pray. Isn't it interesting to you, as it is to me, that the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray? Do you know why that interests me? They didn't say, Lord, teach us how to perform miracles. They didn't. They didn't say, Lord, teach us how to heal the sick. When we encounter someone with the 3 most common, I think I mentioned this here, is that were lameness, blindness, and skin problems were the 3 medical problems, according to one doctor of today, that Jesus would have encountered. And Jesus dealt with them miraculously in ways that doctors today deal with routinely. Blindness, lameness, and skin conditions such as leprosy. They didn't say, teach us how to heal the sick. They didn't even say, teach us how to raise the dead. He said, teach us how to pray. If the disciples, the people who were the closest to Jesus, said, teach us how to pray, what does that say to you and to me about our need to be men and women of prayer? Yogi Berra, how many of you remember that name from baseball? You watched the series, maybe you've heard of Yogi Berra. Played for the New York Yankees, he was a catcher. He told the story about one time in one particular game. It was the bottom of the 9th inning, the score was tied. The player came up to bat, he obviously was from a Catholic background, and he took the bat and he put it on the plate and he made the sign of the cross. Yogi Berra is the catcher behind the plate. And Yogi Berra said he took his baseball glove and he went like this and wiped the plate and said, let's keep a God out of this, okay? Let's let God just watch the game instead of being a part of it. Something to that effect. And I thought of that story many times. There are a lot of men who say, God, just watch my life. I don't want you to have anything to do with it. And there are women who say, I don't want God to be a part of my life. I want to keep him out of the equation. He doesn't need to be a part of this thing called my life.
Well, I don't know if that story speaks to you, but my guess is it does. Because there has been a time in your life, perhaps, where you were not interested in God being a part of your life. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.